Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about maximizing your chances of success when you're approaching an investor for your business, for business capital. And this is the second in a two-part series on that topic. Last time I pointed out that one of the modern marketplace myths mouthed by talking heads and politicians is that small businesses don't have enough access to capital. Well, that's not true. You could write a book about what these people don't know about small business, and as it turns out, Andrew Sherman did. Andrew is my friend and longtime Brain Trust member. You've heard him on the show many times before. And his important book that we helped him launch on this show, Raising Capital, that book reveals, among many other things, the common mistakes entrepreneurs make when searching for investor capital. So in this series, in the previous time, last week, I revealed six of the mistakes on Andrew's handy list. This time, today, we're going to cover the other six of those on that list. And, of course, each followed by my commentary. Can't do without that, right? So the good news is for seekers of investment capital is that outside sources have become more robust and multifaceted, whether from venture capital, angel investors, more recently crowdfunding. And the rude news is that just like getting a loan, you have to have your cornflakes together to score this kind of funding. And I'm assuming, folks, that we're going to get through all this stuff going on and we'll be back to normal in short order in terms of getting the investor funding. The bad news is that investor capital process is very complex and almost always takes longer. And as you have and will continue to learn, there's more to acquiring investor capital than just writing a business plan. Here's the first mistake today. Not understanding the investor selection process. Don't deliver information with a fire hose when a water pitcher is preferred. If there's interest, investors will request more detail as they need it. You'll need three documents, an initial 1 to 3 page executive summary, that's the pitcher you're going to use to give them the information, an intermediate, a 10-page model, that's in the middle, and the one with all the numbers and resources, and that's the fire hose part. So deliver the last two, the middle, the 10-pager and the big one, only upon request. Second mistake, too little research and analysis. You must have market industry research and analysis to back up your assumptions and your projections. You can't just throw numbers out there. You got to back them up. Investors don't value promises or hunches at all. Don't show extensive data until requested, but reference and summarize what you've learned in the short models. In other words, don't give them all the research, all of it all at once. You reference it but make it available when they need it. Next mistake. Underestimating the funding chronology. If your funding requirements and the investor's prospects schedule are not in sync, guess who makes the adjustment? That's right, you. Remember, to an investor, too much urgency sounds like desperation. And this will be true if you're doing crowdfunding as well. Can't be desperate. You can't sound desperate, even if you are. Next mistake, being afraid to share your idea. Andrew says you can't sell your idea if you can't tell it. Get a non-disclosure agreement that fits your project and use it. Investors not only expect to sign an NDA, they won't respect you if you don't give them one. Remember that, folks. Next mistake is being dollar wise and investor foolish. Trick question. Which is the best alternative? A, $1 million from an investor who knows nothing about your business or your industry, or B, $500,000 from investors who have industry background and business contacts. Since the value of an investor relationship is usually more than cash, B is often the correct choice. Consider all forms of investor contribution when you're evaluating an offer. Because, and this is a big deal with angel investors. One of the reasons why people choose an angel investor early on over going for venture capital is because oftentimes an angel investor could actually be a mentor. They sometimes get involved in the business. Unlike a venture capitalist who will not fall in love with your business, angels might a little bit. They might fall in love with you a little bit, and especially if they're industry angels, meaning they're people who know the industry you're in, they could open up a world of contacts for you. And that's where being dollar wise and investor foolish is important. Don't do that. So next mistake, getting hung up on initial ownership and control. Establishing ownership and control is where most investor negotiations break down. Remember the marketplace golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules, or she who has the gold, works that way too, makes the rules. And typically, that translates into 51% control. Business founders are better served focusing more on the investor exit plan. How do you get them out? And less on initial control. But this is a tricky calculus because you don't want to sell too much of your business for too little capital. As I said last time, capitalizing a business isn't easy. It isn't supposed to be easy. If it was easy, monkeys would be doing it. So remember, folks, accomplishing a successful investor relationship strategy requires thoughtful preparation, it requires skillful negotiation, and more likely, more patience than you've used than you're used to demonstrating. It all takes longer than you thought. You can't be hysterical. You can't seem to be panicking when you talk to people. Don't give them too much information. Don't give them enough to make them interested, and give them more information as they continue to be interested. These are all some of the things you got to pay attention to when you're seeking investors. Know the rules of an investor search before pursuing an investor for capital. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.